So this is the Radha Gopinath temple. There are two Radha Gopinath temples here. One is on the other side. We will go there later. This was established after Mother Janava visited Radha Kund. Mother Janava was the main wife of Lord Nityananda. After Lord Nityananda left this world, she went on pilgrimage to Vrindavan. She came here to Radha Kund and stayed here for 4 days. When she was here in Radha Kund, she stayed in this place where the altar is. And she was telling the devotees that this is the area, this is the place of Gopinath. During the day, she would sit just outside here, and she would just sit there all day and chant. And she said, she saw a bridge going out into the center of Radha Kund. And in the center, she saw an island. On the island, she saw Radha and Krishna and some of the gopis. It is understood that bridge is still there, and that island is still there. Did any of you see the bridge or the island earlier? Anyone saw? No one saw. Well, to see it, you need spiritual eyes. Maybe a little later. Todabad Malenge. So after she had gone, then the devotees established a temple of Gopinath here. On the altar is Radharani on our right of Krishna, as usual. On our left of Krishna is Janava, is Mother Janava. In Krishna Leela, she is Ananga Manjari, the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. Ananga Manjari is also an expansion of Lord Balaram. She is a complex personality. And on your left, where the kirtan is coming from, this is the samadhi of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. He was sent here by Lord Chaitanya. He lived here for 49 years. He excavated Radha Kund and Shama Kund into the same shapes and sizes they are today. Of course, you know, they have built them up more since then. The bricks, you can see the bricks are modern bricks. They're not the old bricks. But the shape and the size are as made by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And he stayed here. He had some vows. He chanted 64 rounds a day. Some of us struggle to finish 16 rounds a day. Some of us cannot do 16 rounds a day. I know. He did 64. He offered obeisances 1,000 times to the deities. He offered obeisances 2,000 times to the devotees every day. And he gave class every day for minimum 3 hours, usually about Lord Chaitanya. If he had any time, he might sleep a little sometimes, some days. Some days he ate something, often not. When he was old, he was very frail, very weak. But still he continued to circumambulate Radhakund Shamakund, offering his obeisances to all the deities and devotees. Bhakti Ratnakara describes, some devotees were doing Radhakund Shamakund Parikrama. They found Raghunath Das offering dandavats in front of some deity, but he could not stand up. They picked him up. They told him, Raghunath Das, you're such a great devotee. You don't need to do this any longer. It's too difficult. You're too old. Just stand, offer your pranams, something like that. Krishna will understand. Raghunath Das said, yes, yes, thank you. Thank you very much. The next day, the devotees came around, same devotees came around, same time, to the same temple. There was Raghunath Das lying on the ground. He couldn't stand up. He offered dandavats, couldn't stand up. So that was his vow. These were his vows. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, his vows were like lines carved in rock that is not flexible, that is fixed. That is Raghunath Das Goswami. And this is his samadhi over here. We will go over now, offer our obeisances to Raghunath Das Goswami, circumambulate the samadhi, and go out the door on this side. In that corner there's a door onto the street again. But let us go over, circumambulate, and we'll meet on the road. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki. Sri Janava Mata ki. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ki. Hare Krishna.